ladies and gentlemen, on inserting the first color slide, we perceive the title to be The Great Nadja Plague. To the next slide, it was in the year 1656 that the dreaded Nadja plague swept across Europe like the dreaded Nadja plague of 1656. The next slide says...
Oh, Jim! Jim, men were cut down in the prime of their prime. They went down like pins of nine-hole. A musical lantern slide which follows immediately.
As you see, ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful slide shows the scene on the eve of the disaster. The stately tomb of Lord Seagoon's Humphrey of Coos at Ninfield in the county of Sussex. The year 1656, or for our regular customers, at the reduced rate of 1537.
Pray pardon, please, me lord Seagoon.
Ah, me lord footman, how tarries?
Oh, a quill of quarrels and qualms. But I scorn, I deviate. Two ragged aristocrats await you.
Usher them on in, or in not. Strike out that which doesn't apply.
There's no need, me lord. We took the liberty of striking it out ourselves. Would you just step over here by this reeking, unmade bed?
Yes, who is it?
This bed is, and I quote from this prison discharge paper, the Comte de Jim Reeking Moriarty, Knight of 100 Stars, Cheval de Notre Calure, and Fish Potter Extraordinary.
Lord Seagoon, you're humble.
You're revolting.
What? I thought, allow me to introduce myself. Moriarty, announce my name.
Certain mate. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, announcing in the brown corner at a £200 four shillings and eightpence. My Lord Hercules Gretpipstein.
Thank you, Moriarty. Betty, we come from France seeking the hospitality for which the English are so ill-famed.
My Lord!
You couldn't have come to a better place.
We could have, but we didn't have the money.
You jest, he says.
You're just a Charlie.
Yes, yes. A chamber for you. Othello, smoke out the bedding in room number 6.
It's the tick, you know.
Of course.
We have them every year about this time. What is the time?
4:20.
Gad, they're late this year. Dear listeners, at that moment, the two men turned to go to their room, and I observed the seats of their trousers were burned out. I knew that sign only too well. It meant that these men were stricken with a dreaded Nadja plague.
Run for it! The Nadjas! The plague!
Listeners will no doubt be puzzled at Seagoon's terror on seeing a pair of burnt-out trouser seats. To find the explanation, I will insert another colored lantern slide that shows the good people of Ninfield assembled in the Corn Exchange.
Gentlemen, Lord Seagoon is right in calling this meeting. But Apothecary of Ninfield, I have been studying the humors of the trousers for many years. And I can tell you that the two gentlemen staying at Lord Seagoon's house are clear cases of the dreaded Nadja plague.
Citizens of Ninfield, I must warn you,
Beware the moment the seat of your trousers start to burn. Then you've got it.
Oh, tell me, sir. How can we avoid catching this dreaded malady?
There is no cure, Jim. But there is a preventative measure.
Oh.
As the disease only strikes the seat of the trousers, it is best that we desist from wearing any.
Oh, heroes and horrors. But wouldn't it not be unwise for the men of Linfield to walk abroad without their nether garments? Remember, there's a hard frost in the morning.
He's right. However, I have an alternative. As the seat of the trousers is the vulnerable part, that portion shall be cut out.
Oh,
this is a lot of rubbish. Nuggets? I've never heard of it. It's all fish and vinegar to your hair. Can you smell? Oh, me pretty girl!
Are we alive? The magic!
Dear viewers, as you'll observe on this lantern slide, Lord Bloodnock had indeed been stricken by the Nadgers. Now, here on the next slide, you see the men of the village filing past Dr. Crum to have the seats of their trousers removed.
Oh, mine, here you go, Dr. Crum.
I'm sorry. Next, please. Your name, sir?
Max Geldray, English gentleman.
Thank you.
That was Max Geldray, BBC contract artist, now under the threat of death. However, with the seat of his trousers removed, he can now face the world with a smile. Now, the Nadger Plague, colored slide number 4.
Oh, you naughty grad, I find. The way they all run away from the manor.
Yes, that was a brilliant idea of mine that you thought of.
What?
Burning those fake Nadja holes in our trousers.
Oh.
Now, put on that lantern slide of Lord Seagoon's treasure chest.
Right. There. What a beautiful picture.
Isn't it?
I can't get the chest open.
Well, try this lantern slide of a bunch of keys.
Oh, voila, voila. They all fit perfectly.
And look what's inside. A lantern slide of £4.07 in coppers.
Then it's true. He is a millionaire.
Plague? He must be joking.
No, I'm not. The plague. The king has the plague. That's possible. That the police shall be put in quarantine. In quarantine. When surrounded by a cordon of
what? Let's get out of here.
Kurt, just as the listeners already know, Finn and Moriarty in fake Nadja trousers have made off with my entire fortune in coppers, pausing only for an English summer. I'll leap at my favorite Arab. That's better. Now, tango after them.
We included that recording of a cockerel for people who like that sort of thing. And now, here is a recording for people who don't like that sort of thing. If listeners will stand on their beds and face north, they'll be able to see a portion of the ensuing lantern slide, which shows a sentry on duty at the Nadja-ridden village of Ninfield.
Oh, we get there. It is a little loud. Hello, little loud. I will make up a poetry up. Hello, little lamb. I can hear you out, little house. You little lovely house.
Look, Grandpipe. Look over there. That. It's a. What is it?
It's a. Hand me that book on British wildlife.
Ah, yes.
The Lesser Spotted Sentry Boys.
And Goodbye, Finn.
Right, and I'll accompany you on this waistcoat. Is that all right for you?
Me. Yes, right. I say, little ragged lad.
Oh, you're not an owl.
Of course not. Of course I'm not an owl. I'm on holiday.
But I heard one. I heard it one.
You heard it?
It's like
brilliant impression. Tell me, little lad, can you do an impression of a sentry fast asleep?
Yes, I can, yes.
Yes?
Lays on ground, close his eyes, does imitation cardboard snoring. Imitating 10 seconds from now. What is it, Papa? Then. Listen, I'm imitation now.
We're not finished. Right. All clear, grit pipe. Let's go. Paul, no! Good heavens! A piece of knotted string asleep at his post! Get up, you rotten twine!
Stop shaking me. You'll shake my nuts off. I'm not doing real sleeping. I was doing an impression of sleeping.
Well, do an impression of waking up.
Hello, ma'am. What's the breakfast?
Very good. Now tell me, little spring-type soldier, did you see two criminals go by with £4.07 in coppers?
No, but I saw two coppers go by with £4.07 in criminals. I have made a little joke.
Shut up, pipe. Ooh. You've let two men go through disguised as two other men. After the four of them. Wait. Why is that gas stove wearing a hat?
He's going out. That gas stove is Echo.
Sprung. Poor little cardboard grenadier. He thinks of the noble Echoes as a noble gas stove. Just to prove that he is mad and I am sane, I will question the gas stove in its own tongue. Hello, Gaston.
Hello, Burgle.
Noops. It's true. Eccles is a gas stove. Tell me, Eccles, what's cooking?
I don't wish to cook that.
Get out of my oven. How did this fate befall you?
Well, Nutty, are you at about a night of glory?
While he was mumbling, I read an amazing story. Seemingly, as Eccles had no trousers, he could not avoid the plague by having the seat cut out, and had therefore swallowed a witch's magic potion, which had changed him into a gas stove, thus making him immune to the plague. This has given me an idea. I will hie me to the witch. Eccles, lead the way, but first, an impression of Ray Ennington.
That's easy.
Green night, one more night without sleeping. Watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping? There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door. Knocked once, tried to tell them I'd been there. Door slammed, hospitality's been there. Wonder just what's going on in there. So an eyeball peeping through a smoky car behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Captain and Golden Bubble. I am a newt and a golfer.
Stop making those naughty spells, Minnie.
I'm not making a naughty spell. Henry, hand me that carton of frozen ashes gall and a nose of a truck, buddy.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Yum to you.
Are you using Mrs. Beaton's cookery book?
Of course, it's the first thing that I put in.
The door was opened by an elderly cupboard with the drawers open.
Yes, I'm just putting some clean newspaper in. Yes,
I understand. Some of my best friends are cupboards.
Oh. If you want me, young Welsh buddy.
Mistress Minister, are you the witch?
Don't you talk to me like that.
Go on, cousin.
I caught him as he fell.
Mr. Spannister, I want a magic potion that will change me into some inanimate object.
You mean you're not one?
I caught him as he fell.
Here, young man. Take this bottle of green liquid. Drink it when your powder's running low, and then you'll be transformed into any object you want, buddy. Oh.
Thank you, ma'am. Here's my personal unsigned plasticine AIOU.
Thank you. And here's a tip, buddy. Grip my pen and Moriarty. I'm on the way to the Green Sailor's Inn. Oh.
What mates are doing now on a night like this, mate? I don't know. It's a mate night for night. It's not a night.
Is this the Green Sailor Inn?
Yes, mate.
Then part 7, in which 2 travellers arrive at the inn.
Oh. Well, I'd better go and get the beds ready, mate.
Yes, mate. Yes, mate, and a bowl of steaming venison and a side of mead for our horses' friends.
Who's your horses' friends?
We are.
Oh. And, landlord, we want a room with the walls facing inwards, a table laid with your best silver and apiary.
Yes, and a window overlooking our horse, and a set of knotted sheets hanging therefrom.
Yeah. Wait a minute, mate.
What, mate?
Sheets hanging out the window?
Yes, mate.
I know what you're going to do, matey. The moment my back's turned, that horse will be up in sheets for a free night. Oh, no.
Curse it. Get by these guests our plans.
All right, landlord, you've rumbled us. Put the horse on the bill.
Yes, and hurry.
All right, mate, in here. Room number 99. Named it after me old dad, I think.
Oh, what a lovely room your father must have been.
Yes.
Wait. Let's head to the loft. Oh, yes, look. And a guest over in the corner, mate.
Yes, a bloke left it here earlier on. And that clock on the mantelpiece. Left his horse behind and all.
Billy?
I'll go and get your dinner.
Thank you, lad. Thank you. Now then, Griffith, let's count Seagoon's fortune and see how much it comes to this time.
Yes, 29.
Hello, listeners. Hear that ticking? Yes. That clock on the mantelpiece was none other than I, Nettie Seagoon. I had drunk the witch's magic potion and been transformed into an 8-day all-weather clock with device to waking you up with a cup of tea. Now I must maintain the deception. Dong, 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 dong. Dong, 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 dong. Dong, 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 dong. Dong, 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 dong. 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 Dong.
3 o'clock? My watch says 4.
Dong.
What?
It's nonsense. I make it 7.
Dong, dong, dong.
There's something strange going on in this room. That clock's slow. I wind it up from behind.
Don't you dare touch me or I'll strike! That clock spoke!
It's witchery! Run for it!
Listeners, they fled, leaving the Seagoon fortune behind.
Listeners, they fled, leaving the Seagoon
fortune. Shut up, Gaston.
Shut up, clock.
Now to change into human form again. Hand me the magic potion.
I can't move. I'm a Gaston.
Well, change back to Eccles.
Okay. Hand me the magic bottles.
I can't. I'm a clock.
And that, dear listeners, was 300 years ago. To this day, there is a room in the Green Sailor's Inn available for travelers, complete with gas stove, clock, and £4.07 in coppers. Good night, Charlie's everywhere. That was the Goon Show, a BBC-recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, Spike Milligan, with the Rarity Quartet, Max Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wallace Greensley. A program produced by Pat Dixon.